The Midway Open Space Committee brought four applications that have moved along the furthest to the Midway City Council at their Tuesday, October 1st meeting. One of the four landowners applying for the Midway Open Space Bond is the Kohler Dairy Farm. Midway City Mayor Celeste Johnson outlines the other three properties that the Midway Open Space Committee presented to the Midway City Council.
A large parcel that has been farmed all these years. It was actually one of those pieces where the then President of the United States literally deeded it to this family, and it's been in the family all this time. Another parcel that's close to the center of town but has a historic barn on it. It's only 7 acres, but it's this type of thing that would preserve the character and charm of Midway. And then finally, a parcel that, again, is sort of what would maybe be considered an infill lot, even though it's 10 acres. It is surrounded by housing, and it's one of those surprising pieces of property that as you're driving along, all of a sudden, in the middle of this, you've got this 10-acre parcel with horses and a hayfield. It really represented the spectrum of what we'll be looking at.
The four properties referenced as the Brown, Lundeen, Sigurd, and Kohler properties are still in application phases, meaning no decisions have been made and no money given for a conservation easement. Mayor Johnson praised the work done by the Midway Open Space Board thus far.
100% volunteer labor who has so thoroughly taken on this task of vetting out the applicants who would like to participate in the open space. The photography of each piece of property was consistent with the next, so it was a very unbiased look at what we can do. It was an opportunity for the city council to be brought up to speed with how this is moving forward.
The Brown property is located around 700 Pine Canyon Road, the Lundeen property by 1000 Bigler Lane, the Sigurd property near 100 West 250 North, and the Kohler property around 920 River Road. Photos of their locations can be found on kpcw.org. Additionally, at Tuesday's meeting, council discussed the creation of a subdivision with just one home.
We all assume a subdivision means multiple homes. All a subdivision means is that you are dividing a parcel of land. One of the really awesome things that was done in Midway several years ago was the creation of the Rural Preservation Subdivision. This was something that is incentive-based, where if you choose to do less density, and there are some parameters around this, the approval process has been shortened for them. They don't have the same requirements for infrastructure. They can use a septic tank if they're a certain distance away from a sewer line. A lot of cost-saving measures to incentivize folks to not develop their property to full density, but rather to protect it.
The Rural Preservation Subdivision limits one home for every 5 acres. Additionally, the incentives don't allow these properties to apply for open space bond money.
This particular parcel is one home on 7 acres. Right next to it will be another rural preservation subdivision, which I believe is about 30 acres, and it will only have 5 homes. So these are ways we're protecting our open spaces.
The Walker Farm final approval was continued on Tuesday and will appear before the council at their next meeting. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.